Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Love is patient, love is kind, it always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres, and love never fails. That is, of course, just a little bit from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and it's also the inspiration of the title for a new book out by Bishop Donald Hying, the Bishop of Madison, Wisconsin. Bishop Hying's book is full of lived pastoral experience, which looks at the current and perennial challenges facing Catholics who are striving to live the Catholic faith in their daily lives. Again, the book is Love Never Fails, and Bishop Hying is joining us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Mary. It's a joy to be on with you and just to talk about the abundant good news of Christ.
Amen to that. Go ahead and tell us what motivated you to write this book, especially why write it now in 2021 after such a difficult year for basically everyone everywhere. Why was it important to try and remind people that truly love never fails?
Yeah, I think it's the encouragement we all need because we feel in so many ways so challenged, often overwhelmed, even desperate. And I think there's many people that have been tempted just to kind of give up on life, perhaps give up on themselves or give up on the church. And we need that constant encouragement to know that the Christ has gained the victory for us, so that his love is all-powerful and all-sufficient. And when we feel the weakest, when we feel overwhelmed, when there's no one else to turn, in a sense, that's exactly where we need to be in order to turn to Christ. So it's in our greatest weakness, it's in our greatest moments of difficulty that Christ wants to be most powerful and compassionate in our lives. And so we can look at everything going on as a tremendous crisis, or we can see it as an opportunity to really deepen our faith and trust in the Lord and to know that we're held in his heart and that he has a plan for our life.
And you mentioned being in crisis. This has been a difficult 12 to 18 months, and your name was in the news more than once in the past year in dealing with some of the weightiest issues there locally in Madison and nationally. That's not easy. How do you summon up the courage it takes to take those public stands for truth that you're sharing in charity, but it's still difficult to do?
It is, and I think no matter what one opines on any subject today, there's going to be somebody that disagrees and disagrees strongly. But when you think about it, the gospel is controversial. I mean, think about the people that walked away from Christ, those who couldn't accept what he was saying. So our first priority can't be comfort or complacency or just trying to keep everybody happy, you know, and it does need to be that fusion of love and truth. So I always say, truth without love becomes harsh, rigid, judgmental. Love without truth becomes, you know, sentimental, vacuous, empty. Put the two together, you have the firepower of the gospel, you have Jesus. So we love everyone in the name of Christ, and we love them enough to speak the truth of Christ to them, even when it's hard sometimes.
That's a difficult thing to live on Twitter. I don't know if you're on Twitter, but I know people get...
I am.
You can get sucked into the worst things there.
Twitter can be brutal, right?
It is. I'm speaking with Bishop Donald Hying, Bishop of the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin, about his new book, Love Never Fails, Living the Catholic Faith in Our Daily Lives. So, Your Excellency, you've been a pastor in a variety of settings. You've been in the suburbs, the inner city, the mission field. You've been at seminaries. What do you find is common to all Catholics, no matter where they live, in terms of what they struggle with, in terms of coming to grips with letting God love them and loving God?
I think it really comes down to, can we believe the astonishing good news that the Lord has given us in Christ? And I think for some of us, maybe for all of us at some level, it seems too good to be true, you know, that the Lord could really love me that much, that he has a place prepared for me in his eternal kingdom of heaven, that the Eucharist is the fullness of Christ's presence and he wants to abide in me, that the Lord wants to forgive my sins, that he's on my side, that he's not against me. I think for many of us, it's unlearning perhaps the conditional experiences of love that we have received in this life, the limited ones, the ones that have wounded us, and to really trust and believe that God's love for us is real. And I think you see that in the lives of the saints. For many of the saints, there's that trigger moment of conversion when both in their mind and heart, they really were grasped, seized even by the love of Christ. And I think problem is that that's the perennial struggle. You know, do I really believe this? Not just on an intellectual level, but a very human level. And when I do, it's going to change everything.
Mm. You are a man, obviously, of a vibrant faith. So what does it mean for you to be a missionary, especially in today's world? And did your own definition of that term, did it change at all in the last year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say, you know, in the old days, when we think of being a missionary, we think of somebody boarding a ship or a plane, going to a foreign country,
right,
you know, proclaiming the gospel, living the mission of the church there. I think clearly in the light of the new evangelization, we see whole world is a mission field. All of us are sent on mission by virtue of baptism. I think in this last year, I really see the urgency of seeking engagement with people. You know, because of COVID, because of so many things in our society that have become divisive and are conflictual, it's easier for people just to check out, to feel disconnected. You know, think of the terrible loneliness so many people felt during the COVID shutdown. So I think the church is all about connection. You know, the etymology of the word religion is relationship. Mm. And I think the mission for us, especially in this current situation, is how do we really reach out and engage with people that in many ways are afraid, angry, lonely, and have the courage to reach out, even if perhaps some of that effort is going to be met with rejection. I think that's the mission today, is how to reach out, how to engage, even just on a human level that can open the way to evangelization.
Mm. And your diocese is kind of unique that you are taking really active approach in terms of bringing people back into Mass, right?
Yeah, we have this Go Make Disciples initiative. It's our evangelizing effort. It's not a three-year program. It's not a plan, really. It's a way to really sink more deeply into the Holy Spirit and the gospel, and then hopefully to live out that great commission, that mission to go and preach and teach and evangelize. And, you know, part of that is, you know, how do we engage people to come back to Mass? And, you know, the balance this year with COVID has been to be safe, to be cautious, to be prudent, but also to realize people need the Mass. So we always try to come down, I think, somewhere in the middle on that. And certainly there were people on both sides that disagreed and disagreed strongly. But I think there's a prudent middle course that seems to be the way to go.
Mm. And if you could say to people in your diocese, but all over our country right now, what are a few things they could do right now, today, to begin growing closer to our Lord?
I'd say read scripture every day if you don't already, even if it's just one paragraph. And if you're wondering where to start in the Bible, I'd suggest Mark's Gospel. It's the shortest. It's the simplest. Just read one paragraph a day and pray over that. What is the Lord saying to me? Another way is just read the Gospel for Mass that day. I think, secondly, and this helps me a lot, and I don't do it perfectly by any means, but at the end of the day, to really kind of do an examine of the day. And usually when we think of a daily examine, we think of asking for forgiveness for the things I've sinned and failed in. And that's part of it. But another part is really pondering the day and asking ourselves, where did I meet God today? Where was His grace in my life? What were the moments of victory and joy, as well as where were my very human failures? When I do that, I think it makes me much more aware of God's presence in action day to day. And I think thirdly, any time we can spend in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that's going to enrich us and send us out to be Christ for others. And that kind of just leads into, you know, who are the people in my life that I can really be Christ for? Who are the people in my life that really need Christ? And how can I be Him for them? I'd say those four things.
Amen. Good, great suggestions for really anyone in any stage of life. Again, the book is Love Never Fails, Living the Catholic Faith in Our Daily Lives. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can go online to Ignatius Press's website, which is ignatius.com, and you will find it there. Your Excellency, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Mary. It was a pleasure to be on your show. God bless.